Evangelist Vincent, an anointed man of God who has been called to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God with clarity and to heal the sick and the oppressed.
A more excellent way. Now the Bible tells us in Proverbs 14:12, and I believe it is also in Proverbs 16, there is a double reference to the word. And that word says that there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of destruction. So there is a way that seemeth right unto man. There is always a way that seems right unto us. But unfortunately, the end thereof will lead to destruction. That is the way of the flesh. That is the way of humanity. That is the way outside Christ. And that is not the will of the Father. Now the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 13:31, but covet earnestly the best gift, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Hallelujah. We want to know all about this more excellent way. A way is a way of doing things. A way is a way of acting. A way is a way of communicating. A way is a way of lifestyle. And we want to be on that way. Hallelujah. The more excellent way of God. Thank you, Lord. Yet I show unto you a more excellent way. The secret to live the life in a more excellent way is to understand that God wants His very best for you. The secret to understand and to walk on this more excellent way and to live in this more excellent way is that what Jesus promises to give you more abundant life. There is abundant life, but Jesus came to give it more abundantly. Hallelujah. And the key and the foundation of the way to get into this life that is blessed, that is God ordained, starts all the way in Deuteronomy. And I need to go back with you to Deuteronomy. That is from the Torah and chapter 30 in Deuteronomy. Maybe you can take your Bible and go with me, or put it and follow me. We go to verse 19. In verse 19 of Deuteronomy, the prophet Moses speaks the word of God in a foundational statement. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Wow. Let us just stand still for a minute in this, praise God. In that what God is saying here, God is saying, I call heaven and earth. That's something for the creator of the universe. And remember, this is the key to the blessed life. This is the key of the more excellent way and the life more abundantly. Hallelujah. See, many of us have been trapped and deceived by that enemy who, according to the word of the living God, has come only for one reason. It is recorded in John 10:10 what the enemy does. Before I go back to Deuteronomy, I'll just exhort a little bit on John 10:10. John 10:10 gives us the statement from the Lord what the enemy comes to do, and restricts everything the enemy comes to do to three things. And the Lord puts it like this, and He says, Satan, or the devil, the enemy of your soul, comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. So that means he doesn't come for any other reason. He doesn't come for any other reason but to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to deceive you and me. He wants to deceive the entire world. In fact, you have obviously and probably heard it often said that the best trick the devil ever did was to deceive the entire world that he doesn't exist. That was the greatest trick he ever pulled, because most people don't believe that he exists, neither hell. The biggest trick was to deceive everybody that there is no devil, there is no Satan, there is no enemy of God, and there is no hell. But we know better by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And Jesus has come to take the scales of our eyes and to rip the blindfold from our vision and to see reality for what it really is. And he has given us an understanding that the devil comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. Everything that you don't have is because the devil came to steal, kill, or destroy it. Hallelujah. But Jesus says, don't worry about it, because I have come to bring good news. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. If you are in Christ, praise God, all things are new. And Jesus says, I have come to give you life and to give it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Not just life, but more abundantly. And the key of understanding it, of not ever being fooled again, and to begin to walk in the abundance of life, the more abundant life and the more excellent way, is to look at this Deuteronomy 30:19, where the creator of the universe records heaven and earth against us. That's a big statement. That is basically God calling the entire heaven and earth as a witness to declare this statement. He calls the universe that he created to witness what he is about to say. I find that phenomenal. And he said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death. Remember, life and death. God has set it before us. Blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. That thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give to them. And we are the heir, hallelujah, of that, as recorded in Galatians. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Jesus said, I have put before you death and life, blessings and cursings. What we must understand is that if we choose life, we choose blessing. Tell your neighbor, I have a choice.
I have a choice.
Say it again to yourself. Say, I have a choice.
I have a choice.
And now say, I have chosen.
I have chosen.
See, the thing is that we have chosen life, but the Bible declares that when we choose life, we choose the blessing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And because you have chosen life, therefore you have chosen the blessing, and therefore you have the title deed of the blessed life. Hallelujah. Praise God. You have a legal right to the blessing. You are legally entitled, as heaven and earth has a witness of the blessing. Hallelujah. Nobody is allowed to steal the blessing from you. Praise God. You can demand the blessing, because Jesus says, if you choose life, you choose blessing. And if you have not chosen the curse, then the curse should not be yours. Hallelujah. Nothing in your life is ought to be cursed. Nothing in your life is ought to be cursed, because you chose the blessing. Hallelujah. It's important to understand that from the very foundation of the Torah, the very foundation of God's holy law, he made it very clear that we have a choice. Hallelujah. It's not about the devil coming to steal, kill, and destroy. No, Jesus has come to give us life and more abundantly. Hallelujah. And we have chosen that, and now we shall walk in it. Praise God. Hallelujah. What you must understand is that when you choose life, you choose Jesus Christ, who declared himself that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Jesus is that more excellent way. There is another way of doing things. There is another way of thinking. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for helping me to teach this message this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to leave here with an understanding. Praise God. When you have knowledge of that what God wants you to understand, and when you have knowledge of that what God wants you to have and live, praise God, you can renew your mind according to this word of God. Hallelujah. What struck me time and time again this week, studying this word of God, every time I saw the word renewal, hallelujah, I saw the renewal of the mind, praise God. And God began to show me that we have to renew this mind daily, hallelujah. That's why it's so incredibly important that we come to church on a Sunday, because that's when we are reminded of His word, hallelujah. When we learn and get an understanding of to renew our mind according to this word, there is power in that, hallelujah. That will cause you to begin to walk in the blessing, praise God. That will cause you to choose the more excellent way and to do the more excellent way, hallelujah. And when you begin to do things more excellently, everything around you begins to open up and gives favor, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for being the way, the more excellent way. Hallelujah. There is something else in that same Deuteronomy that is in that second verse 20. Obey His voice. Hallelujah. Praise God. You choose the blessing, you choose life, you choose to hear His voice. Very important, praise God, to understand that, because I have said it before, there are two voices. Fundamentally two voices. Whatever mouthpiece or literature or media platform that those two voices use can cause there be a multiple of voices, but the source of it is two. There's God and there's the devil. Hallelujah. Obey His voice. We are ordered to obey His voice. Hallelujah. You gotta listen to His word. You gotta listen to what God says about your future. You gotta listen to what God says about your favor. You gotta listen to what God says about your health. Hallelujah. You gotta say and obey that what God says about everything about you. Hallelujah. And His thoughts toward you are good. Praise God. It's so easy to begin to listen to the evil voice, to somebody or something or somewhere where the devil is trying to put his voice across to you. Don't ever fall into that trap. Therefore, renew your mind daily. That if you happen to fall into that trap on a Wednesday, because you renew your mind daily, by Thursday, you're back in the Word of God. Are you hearing something this morning? Hallelujah. You got to remind yourself every day of what God says about you. Because the other voice is big. The other voice is disastrous. The other voice is real. And is a real and present danger. But therefore, we have the voice of the living God. Hallelujah. Praise God, somebody. Shout a more excellent way. A more excellent way. Hallelujah. Now, you know that power, the power of life and death, that what you have chosen is also in your tongue. Praise God. You gotta repeat that what God says about you. Hallelujah. You gotta profess it. You gotta proclaim it. Hallelujah. Success breathes success. Hallelujah. When you walk into a room and somebody says, "Hey, how are you doing today?" "I am excellent today." Hallelujah. You change the atmosphere in that room, because excellence has just turned up in the room. Hallelujah. Excellence outweighs depression. Hallelujah. Excellence outweighs death and decay. Hallelujah. You have just said a positive word, but basically more than positive, you have spoken words that are life and that are spirit. You have repeated that what God says about you. Hallelujah. Wheresoever you walk, whosoever asks of you, "How are you doing?" You say, "Excellent." Hallelujah. Praise God. I went to the dentist the other day, and he took some x-rays and whatever else, and he was like, "Oh, saying all this and then the other, and I said, I'm just going to believe what God says about my health. Hallelujah. And so I came back to him. He wanted to do some more x-rays and research, and he said, how are you doing? I said, I'm amazing. I am excellent. I feel great. In fact, I believe that whatever you saw in those x-rays is already gone. Hallelujah. Everything changed in that room. He said, well, that can be true. That can happen. And everything changed, and whatever he would come with later on, it doesn't matter anymore, because you have spoken that what you believe, hallelujah, God is gonna do, praise yeah. God. It don't matter what anybody else says. You are given an opportunity. How are you doing? In that opportunity, you immediately reply, this is what my God says about me, and that's why I'm doing great, hallelujah, praise God. How are you doing? Favorite, hack, hallelujah, praise God. The power of death and life are in the power of the tongue. You can talk things, by talking things negatively, you can destroy that what God spoke into you earlier on. Hallelujah. If you have ever heard it, a man has joy by the answer of his mouth. Praise God. Giving somebody an answer is an opportunity for a blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Every time somebody asks you a question, there is an opportunity for you to be blessed. There is an opportunity for you to change everything to God's way. Hallelujah. Praise God. There is an opportunity for you to mention the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Well, as a child of God, I'm doing excellent. Praise God. I put my faith in the Lord, and ever since, I have a smile on my face. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everything will change. Praise God. There is joy by the answer of the your mouth. Hallelujah. And a word spoken in due season, how good is it, or how good is that? That's what your Bible says in Proverbs 15:23. Your answer determines peace or argument. Hallelujah. Praise God. You change everything with the answer that you give. Even the answer that you give in your heart or in your spirit. When thoughts of condemnation or thoughts of negativity come to attack your mind. Praise God. Even the Bible declares in the book of Revelation that the way they overcame the enemy was by the word of their testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. And some people, they are snared with the words of their mouth. They are trapped. They are imprisoned. They're in bondage. Because whenever they say negative things. We only want to repeat what they say. Because it's negative. When anybody speaks, when anybody ever speaks negative or thinks negative over your life, renounce it. Hallelujah. Because you don't go by what they say. You Hallelujah. Go by what God says. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. A more excellent way. After Paul exhorts us about the phenomenal and excellent ways of the Spirit, the supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit, in that same chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, after all of that, he says, and now I'm going to show you an even more excellent way. Hallelujah. The way of the Lord. Praise God. There is just no end to the joy of God. What you must also realize in that same promise of Deuteronomy, that now that you have chosen life, know that you have chosen the blessing. Remember that God is a God of increase. Praise God, somebody. God is a God of increase. The enemy is an enemy of decrease. The enemy is deceptive. That means he is cunning. That means you don't see him coming. What we often don't realize is that the enemy of our soul, whose name is Satan, has thousands of years experience in deception. He is the master deceiver. He is not a human. He is a spirit. He is a fallen spirit, but he is supernatural in knowledge. He is supernatural in the way he operates, and he has thousands of years experience. The only way that we can win and not be deceived is because of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Yeah. And what this devil so cunningly has done throughout the years is to bring the deception that we ought to be decreased. The only time we decrease is so that God can increase. But when God is increased, he increases us. Hallelujah. Amen. It is not ourselves who increase us. It is God who increases us. God has said it. God has written it down. And God will make it come to pass. The enemy wants to decrease you. The enemy wants to demote you. The enemy wants you to be happy with a little bit. Even if you think you are blessed, he will say, well, that's as far as your blessing ought to go. No, God is a God of increase. Psalm 115, verse 14. The Lord shall increase you more and more. It's in the Bible, praise God. Increase more and more. That is a threefold emphasis on God being willing and wanting to increase you. In fact, the word shall is used. That is, without any shadow of a doubt, God shall increase you. The Lord shall increase you more and more. And it doesn't stop there. You and your children. Why? You are blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. You are blessed of the Lord. Praise God. You choose life, you choose the blessing. You can't get away from that. You can't have eternal life and not be blessed. Praise God. He will bless you in this earth. He will increase you in this earth. He will use you in this earth. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank Jesus. Praise God today. The Lord shall increase you. Tell yourself, the Lord will increase me. Hallelujah. I break every limitation of your expectation right now in Jesus' name. Amen. I even believe that the anointing of the Holy Ghost will break every yoke of limitation that has been placed upon your way of thinking. There is no limit, hallelujah, because it's more and more. When you think that God has exalted you in all goodness and righteousness of his perfect will, there is more to come, hallelujah. More and more he will bless you. And then he continues with your children, hallelujah. And then with your children's children, hallelujah. The same God promises you that he will empower you to leave an inheritance for your children's children. Not just your children, but your children's children, hallelujah. It is time, praise God, that we realize, oh hallelujah, that you have a legal title deed to the blessing, praise God. Tell the curse to go. Break the curse. Break the limitation. And grab the blessing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Heaven and earth was recorded against you. Jesus is saying, what is your testimony? I called heaven and earth as witnesses when I testified that when you choose life and you choose blessing. Now what is your testimony? What are you gonna say? Hallelujah. Praise God. It's right there in his word. You declare that victory. Praise God. You declare it. You declare it and you grab it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, obey his voice. The other question I need to ask you is, what do you hear and what have you been hearing? Because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's why this word of God has to be in your bones. This word of God has to be in your soul. Hallelujah. That's why you keep reading. You keep reading the word of God because you're feeding your spirit. You're filling yourself with the word of God, the very source of life, the very source of blessing, the very source of victory, the very source of power. Hallelujah. It's right there in the word of God. The word of God is a lamp unto your feet. The more excellent way will be lit up before you with the word of God, a lamp unto your feet. You will never step wrong. Hallelujah. You will never step out of place. Hallelujah. Because you will go and walk straight on that narrow path, which is the more excellent way. Hallelujah. What do you hear? What do you hear? Remember that other voice. Renew your mind from it. Whatever you have heard in the past, whatever is settled somehow in your heart or in your mind, because somebody used to say a negative thing to you all the time. That was the devil talking through that person. The devil likes to use the strategy of repetitiveness. The devil wants to repeat something over and over and over again until you believe it. That is a marketing strategy. That is a strategy that was used by the enemy. It is a strategy that is satanic. But you counteract that with the word of the living God. Hallelujah. You can't repeat the word of God more often enough. Hallelujah. Speak life and speak blessing into existence. Praise God. He fills your mouth with good things. And the Hebrew word for that is words. Oh, hallelujah. There is a power inside of you to renew your mind. I don't know and I don't care what somebody has been saying to you, maybe for years, maybe for decades. What I care about is that you can be set free from whatever they said over you. Hallelujah. You just declare that you have chosen the blessing. You have chosen the life. And you renounce whatever negative was said over you or to you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. It don't matter what they said. It matters what God says. Hallelujah. Praise God, somebody. And that very God, He filled your mouth with good things. Psalm 103:5. He filled your mouth with good things. And the Hebrew translation of things is words. Wow. Because the word is in you, praise God. You just have to open the Bible or remember the scriptures that God has brought to your attention and speak them out loud. Hallelujah. So that your youth is renewed like eagles. Wow. Praise God. Oh, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. That is one of those mysteries of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is within you, Jesus said. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is that spiritual kingdom. But because you are born of the Spirit, the kingdom is in you as you are in the kingdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. There is something super. I can't get enough of this. I get always excited when I have to teach on this. Because I can't get over the fact that God, by supernatural intervention in your life, can turn you into a supernatural being. Hallelujah. A spirit being, praise God. That you are born again of the Spirit. No longer, oh praise God, that which is flesh, but that which is spirit, hallelujah. And because you are now spirit, and because you have been translated from the world into the kingdom of His beloved Son, hallelujah, the kingdom is in you, and you are in the kingdom, and there is a supernatural ingredient to your life that no nobody can take away from you, praise God. And now you can tap into that supernatural ingredient of faith, hallelujah, and declare the word of God, and it will come to pass in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise God, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, there is a more excellent way.
There is more excellent way.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hear His voice. Hear His voice. Just begin to read John 10:10 or memorize John 10 and you hear His voice. What has He got to say about you? Praise God. Everything is in that word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, that's why He said throughout the word, if any man has ears to hear, let him hear. Hallelujah. If you turn with me to John chapter 8, I want to show you something that is going to blow your socks off. I want you to circle 31 and 51. It's easy to remember. 31 at 20, you get 51. John 8, 31 and 51 are saying the same thing, but complement each other and multiply each other. Hallelujah. These are the words of Jesus Christ. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, and you are spiritual Jews, I can't keep emphasizing that. He's talking to you. If you continue in my word, and his word is brought forth by his voice, hallelujah. If you continue in my word, daily, hour to hour, constantly, continually, in his word, then are you my disciples indeed. Then you live by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Hallelujah. And this is the promise in 51 of that same 8th chapter of John. Verily, verily, I say unto you. And when Jesus says verily, verily, he is about to say something dramatically important. That's the same thing he said when it came to be born again. Hallelujah. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you that you must be born again. Hallelujah. And now he's saying, verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, if you continue in my word, he shall never see death. Amen. Hallelujah. You will never see death in your career. You will never see death in your health. You will never see death in your relationships. You will never see death in your finances. You will never see death. You will never see the grave. Hallelujah. You will never taste death. Praise God. You will never, ever see death in anything. Hallelujah. You have eternal life. Praise God. And you will never see death in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. That same Lord. Hallelujah. Taught you today, praise God, that there is indeed a more excellent way. Hallelujah. I prophesy from today forth, you walk the more excellent way. You live the more excellent way. You grab hold of the life more abundantly. Hallelujah. And you live more abundantly. Hallelujah. You have chosen to be blessed. You have chosen life. Then live the blessing. Hallelujah. Praise God, somebody. Amen. Father, I commit everybody before your throne right now. And I thank you, Lord God, for showing us the more excellent way, for giving us the key and the understanding to live that life that is truly blessed, that is truly favored, that is victorious in Christ. As we live in Christ and not in the world, we thank you, Lord God, that there shall be a difference. Hallelujah. Let every curse be broken. Let every evil, negative word be renounced in Jesus' name. Amen. And let us go forth in the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached in all the world, for a witness unto all nations. That is what the Lord Jesus Christ said. And I pray you come on board with me and my team to win the lost. Together, fulfilling the Great Commission, winning souls. Keep me and my teams in the harvest fields around the world. Through our outreaches, crusades, conferences, ministry and leadership training, and the planting of block-bought churches. Together, we are reaching multiplied millions of souls. And that is what it is all about for the Lord Jesus Christ. All sermons, Bible studies are always uploaded on the internet. And standing firm against apostasy, false teachings, boldly exposing it, contending for the faith. So I ask you to come on board. Visit our website, because you can give singular or you can give monthly. No gift is too small. Even £5, dollars or euros a month goes a very long way, and it helps a lot. The Lord bless you for your support.